filter.
Mr. Zero, he's got all types of things. Classic music, modern movies, and vintage video games. For all the girls and boys, he sells retro toys. Some people just don't get it. 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 Everybody take a trip down to Mr. Zero's. Bring the family, make history. In this shop full of vintage things, find something for everyone.
What's happening, baby? It's time for Mr. Zero's Psycho Jello Vinyl Radio Show. This week we're doing Stevie Wonder.
Someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Oh, someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. For once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me. Not like it's hurt me before. For once, I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore.
Trust out, we can only lose. And I love me.
He was born Stephen Hardaway Morris on the 13th of May in 1950 in Saginaw, Michigan. As a young boy, he learned how to sing like no other, play keyboards, harmonica, and even drums. His professional stage name was Little Stevie Wonder, later on just Stevie Wonder. You just heard Light My Fire from August of 1969. Everybody knows that other artists covered Stevie Wonder's songs, but did you know that Stevie Wonder covered other artists' songs? There you go, folks. Before that, For Once in My Life, a number two hit from October of 1968. You will not believe how I stumbled on that song. I got a hold of a 1969 Monkees concert, and Davy Jones sang that live on the 1969 tour. A few years later, I was able to catch up with David, who became an acquaintance of mine, and I said, David, I got to know why you did For Once in My Life on tour. And he said, well, Mike and Mickey were really into R&B music, and we hired Sam and the Good Timers to back us, so I had to do some R&B songs, and that was one I really liked. But I got to admit, it was really over the top, wasn't it? Coming up next, the number seven hit, Yester Me, Yester You, from March of 1970, live. I never got to see Stevie Wonder live, but a friend of mine did run into him at the Hubert Humphrey Airport in Bloomington. She was deplaning, and security walked by and said, "Excuse me, ma'am, can you make way for this person?" And she looked over, and there was Stevie Wonder. However, Stevie Wonder did play Bloomington on Father's Day, Sunday, the 18th of July, 1972, at the Met Center. This next song comes from the March of 2000 film, High Fidelity, starring John Cusack, who also produced it. He took it from a book by Nick Hornby, who was born in 1957 in the UK. Unlike most films, this one, High Fidelity, really follows the book in true form. This next song comes from Talking Book. If you don't know, Stevie Wonder was born blind. On the album Talking Book, Stevie Wonder's name and the title of the album are in Braille. It's pretty cool. This next song is I Believe When I Fall in Love with You It Will Be Forever, from October of 1972, dedicated to my love Dee Dee, followed by the number 4 hit Higher Ground from July of 1973.
Shattered dreams, worthless years. Here am I encased inside a hollow shell. Life began, then was done. Now I stare into a cold and empty well. The many sounds that meet our ears, the sights our eyes behold, will open up our merging hearts and feed our empty souls. I believe when I fall in love with you, it will be forever. I believe when I fall in love this time, forever. Without despair, we will share in the joys of care and will not be replaced. What has been must never end, and with the strength we have won't be easy. When the truth of love are planted firm, they won't be hard to find. And the words of love I speak to you will echo in my mind. I believe when I fall in love with you, it will be forever. I believe when I fall in love with you, forever. I believe when I fall in love with you, it will be forever. I believe when I fall in love with you, it will be forever. I believe when I fall in love. I'm sorry. Oh, what's gonna bring the night?
You just heard I Wish, the number one hit from November of 1976. Back in 1982 in Sioux City, I was in a band called Palace Guard with my buddies Pat and Eric. And I said, guys, we should do this song by Stevie Wonder, Higher Ground, but do it like a beefier rock version. And I was goofing around with it, trying to show them what to do. And they're like, no, man, nobody's going to be into that. Lo and behold, in 1989, Red Hot Chili Peppers did it a little funkier and had a massive hit with it. In 1975, Lorne Michaels, producer of the Saturday Night Live show, got on the air and said, I'll give the Beatles $2,000 to reunite on my show. Lennon and McCartney happened to be sitting on the couch, and they looked at each other and said, should we go down? Well, they didn't end up going down to the studio, but they did jam with Stevie Wonder that week. There's some recordings of that out there somewhere in 1975. John Lennon, Paul McCartney, and Stevie Wonder, worth checking out. This show is recorded at Wishing Star Studios in St. Paul, Minnesota, sponsored by Jambots Railroad Train for Android and iOS. It's a pretty cool train game for your phone, folks. Also sponsored by Mr. Zero's in Roseville, 55113. They carry vinyl records like you're listening to now, compact discs, cassette tapes, Nintendo and Sega video games, DVDs and VHS, and toys still in the package from decades ago. Taking you out, this is from August of 1984, the 45 single version of Don't Drive Drunk. We'll be right back. This has been Mr. Zero's Psycho Jello Vinyl Radio Show. Tune in next week, if you can.
Get out of the car, sir.
Born on the bayou. Going to